أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أطيع الله أطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. And always a reminder for myself, Ya Rabbi Ana Abdukal Ajeez Da'eef Miskeen Zalim Jahal, and not by, we exist by Your grace and not for Your grace that I would cease to exist, and that we are not the people of titles or claiming to be anything. We know ourselves as an oppressor. And that we ask Allah's rahmah and mercy to be upon us. And alhamdulillah, we talked about something at lunchtime, and is a good reminder for myself tonight always, that when we talk is a reminder to myself, and that for verily I am an oppressor to myself, and that this turuq and the way of haqqaiq is different than the masjid, and what's happening with an imam is a different, Allah has a different specialty for every location. The zawiyas and the turuqs and ahlul haqqaiq, their majlis and masjids, but their teachings are for tarbiyah, that how to discipline the lower self, the bad characteristics, and how to rise to the occasion in which Allah wants for the soul. To learn your fiqh, and after you finish that, come now to learn the haqqaiq and dhawq, the way of taste and realities. And one such example through Holy Qur'an of the importance means that we really have to be from the people of tafakkur and contemplation in the importance of manners, that what one action can open for a believer from Allah, and that all your life of praying and fasting and giving and doing all the pillars of Islam may never open a reality that Allah want to open through good character. And one such example is Nabi Musa with his people. The Nabi Musa was sent to save his people from the oppression of the material world, the Pharaonic empire which till today exist upon this earth. This is the abode of shaitan, means that our purpose in life is to come from the heavens, come down to earth and battle the shaitan within ourselves, the bad desires, and to return back to Allah. That we have to understand that this is the satanic abode, this is the territories of shaitan, this is the kingdom of shaitan, that Prophet was sent to give the believer a chance against the satanic way, means that is a rahmah. Allah describing, wa ma arsalnaka, I would not have sent, but that the reality of Prophet is a tremendous support from Divinely Presence. Means when we understand this is the territory of shaitan, then everything is how to rise above to the satisfaction of Rahman. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam is teaching his people and teaching them that we have a promised land, and we have to reach to that promised land, and that we have to give up our desires, give up our bad characteristics, so that Allah will give for us a promised land. So then they come and they teach, because you read Holy Qur'an but you don't understand the back or the story of it, that Nabi Musa was dealing with Pharaoh for 40 years. It was not 1 week or 1 day, but for 40 years doing dawah to Pharaoh. Why? From the great prophets of Allah, he could have flipped it in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year. They could have flipped the whole situation, move Pharaoh out of the way and take his people and go. Allah's might and support. But importance and understanding when we're reading about that the story of Nabi Musa alayhi salam is that the people were not submitting, and the hubb of dunya and the love of dunya was so strong that they were not releasing the love of dunya. And every time that Nabi Musa alayhi salam talked to Pharaoh, As soon as he would get angry and leave, Fir'aun would torture his people. So much so that the people were begging Nabi Musa, stop dealing with him. The more you trying to do da'wah, the more he's killing our people, our men and boys. Stop dealing with him means that the condition of the people didn't change and Allah provided no opening. So until the condition of a people change, there is no opening. And they are accompanying a Prophet of Allah, the great, one of the great Prophets of Allah. So it means that their prayers, their fasting, their whatever their ibadah was, wasn't enough to change the situation of their belief. And their release of the dunya desire was not dropping, as a result it was taking day after day after day, 40 years of da'wah to Fir'aun. And importance, because people think that it's their ibadah, their worshipness that will open all the doors. And what they want to come, and they take the subtlety of Qur'an, that all their worshipness in the presence of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, it didn't work. Because they were constantly questioning, means that they had every bad characteristic. So what was the value of their worshipping, because they were not gaining access to iman. Because you see in Holy Qur'an they question, what type of cow, what color cow, what's the hue of the cow, is it a male cow, is it a female cow, to show us just a short summary that they accompanied a Prophet of Allah and all they did was exhibit bad characteristics and doubt. Doubt and questions, questions and doubt, shak. How that would take your Islam to iman, how would it take from their religious practice to the maqam of iman? It didn't open. Had the maqam of iman opened, Allah would have opened the promised land and they would have ran. But as relief, Nabi Musa begged Allah so much that after 40 years they were given permission and they ran with all of their property. They ran with all their gold, and as a result of all their property they couldn't move fast. So Allah is showing us that they're running with all their possessions, Allah feeling sorry for them. 40 years it's not, that desire is not leaving, just okay, let's open it, we'll resolve it another way. So they took all their property and ran. But what they want for us to understand in the good, in the way of good character and good manners, so they're accompanying and nothing changing. And throughout the Qur'an is showing that they have doubt and doubt and questioning. So the concept of questioning and having doubt is tarakal adab, it's the worst of adab, the worst of manners, which opens no door of faith within the heart. And Allah has to resolve the situation through difficulty. Because the difficulty was, then they took them to the land, called Nabi Musa to himself, I'll deal with these people. Inspired within them to collect all their gold, build a cow, and then when Nabi Musa came back, this is the short and the fast version of it, build your cow, they were inspired because they wouldn't leave the gold. So, okay, I get them, don't worry. I put into their heart that they come collectively, put all their gold, make a cow and think that they're worshipping it. When Nabi Musa came back, he then said, that's it, your punishment from Allah. Allah opened the ground and swallowed them. Means that was how Allah dealt with it. If you're not going to believe with your body, then the body has to go, and in the ground will resolve the issue of bad character and bad belief and bad understanding. Means then accompanying Nabi Musa, nothing changing. But where adab, where Allah shows that manners, how much manners count, is that when he's in the presence of Fir'aun. And he describes to Fir'aun that I'm going to teach your magicians a lesson, that you bring all your magicians and I'm going to bring my miracle from Allah, and we're going to resolve this once and for all. And when all their magicians arrived with all of their craziness, means put into your heart how crazy these magicians must have been. How evil and wicked these magicians must have been. They're for the Pharaonic Empire. They come all together and a messenger of Allah is in front of them, and Allah simply reveals in Qur'an that they asked Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you throw or we throw? This is a ihtiram. This is a respect for a Prophet of Allah. They could have come and they could have mocked and ridiculed and made all sorts of insults, which in normal society you see all the time. They come and they want to say every type of horrible word. But Allah is stressing for us to understand that these horrible people, when they came before the Prophet of Allah, not like his own people who were questioning and insulting and constantly humiliating, that these people, the magicians, they asked Nabi Musa, "You throw or we throw?" Just a simple act of respect. That act of respect opened every reality in those magicians, because as soon as they threw their magic out and Nabi Musa threw his staff, Allah allowed, because of the good action, He took the veil off their heart. Because if Allah put a veil upon you, you would never see any good, you would never see any miracle, you would never see anything of any value. How many came and never saw anything? But Allah is so pleased with their question and their ihtiram and respect, immediately the veil of their heart was lifted. When the veil of the heart was lifted, they saw the miracle of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. When they saw that the power that Nabi Musa is exhibiting, they said that this is from Allah, and they took their shahada at that moment. Means that is a tremendous level of faith. That's not something that his own people accomplished. That they saw the miracle, that they witnessed with humility, their power was nothing compared to that power. And immediately they went into sajda and they said, "We believe that La ilaha illallah Musa Rasulullah." I mean, they immediately reached maqamul iman. Then Allah even goes further and Pharaoh complains that, "Who gave you permission to believe?" Means the Pharaonic world is based on Pharaoh thinking he give you permission to believe. How many people fear about their Islam, fear about wearing their sunnah, fear about wearing their beard, fear about anything, when everything Allah is just saying, "Every power is in my hands. Your punishment and your freedom is in my hands. Nothing, nothing comes to you that I haven't written for you. Nothing will be taken away from you that I don't write it to be taken away from you." Means the high level of yaqeen. And these magicians, they say, "We don't care what you're going to do to us. You rip us to pieces, we believe in La ilaha illallah Musa Rasulullah." What our Lord has instead for us, what our Lord has promised for us, much better than anything you're going to dish out of pain. Who has that belief right now? If somebody come and tell you, "I'm going to beat you, take your turban off." You say, "Right away, yes sir, okay, no problem, here's my turban." What level of yaqeen Allah gave to those magicians. But when you read fast, it just seems like an instant, it just came and went. No, but the Qur'an is something for tafakkur and to contemplate, that based on good character Allah opened something. When Allah opened their heart, they immediately witnessed, this is a miracle of God. A God they didn't believe in, immediately belief came into their being, and such a certainty of belief that they confronted Pharaoh that, "You rip us to pieces, we are not changing our belief." And Pharaoh ripped them to pieces and they didn't change their belief, they didn't denounce their belief. Means all of that from what? From their praying, they had no prayers. From their fasting, they had no fasting. They were indulging in magic and every sin that you can imagine. But what Allah wants to show, Prophet wants to show, that if you're banking your whole life on your amal, and if your amal is filled with bad actions, because the people who argue with us, when you go to their pages and to their website, they have the worst of character. They have the worst of images and pictures. Means they're deep into satanic world and they want to come and talk about mawlid, they want to come and argue about these issues, and they have the worst of problems and the worst of character. They're not from the people of sincerity. Means this is what Allah wants for us to understand, Prophet wants for us to understand, only Allah come into our life. That good character opens everything. If your whole life is the arrogance of your actions and thinking your actions are so great, where they come and they teach us, negate your action. Do everything for the love of Allah. You pray for the love of Allah. Think of it with no importance. Think of yourself to have nothing in your account. You fast for the love of Allah. I have nothing in my account. If you have nothing in your account, you're constantly seeking Allah's rahmah and mercy. Because you don't think of it as if you've got millions of hasanat in there. You're thinking of it, Ya Rabbi, you may come to my account and find nothing, I have nothing. Be kind to everyone because you don't know what kindness with that one Allah going to open. What barakah and blessing Allah going to open, that is the dalil from Holy Qur'an. They did no amal, they had no good actions, but Allah haq. Allah granted because of their good character to the great prophets of Allah open for them their heart. They see what nobody will see. Based on what they saw, what they felt, what they understood, they reached the highest levels of perfection in an instant, in an instant. So when people want to understand that what are you talking about good manners and where does it say to be good manners? Everything of Islam is based on good manners. If no good manners, what's the value of the salah? If you're carrying bad characteristics, bad gossips, bad desires, what's the purpose of the salah? What's the purpose of the zakah? What's the purpose of going for hajj? How dare you even want to go into the hajj and go into the Allah's presence under those tajallis? Why would you want to go with all those bad characteristics? So then everything came to perfect the character. Another story from that we shared, Imam al-Ghazali, that reached the height of his uloom but not yet reached that level of certainty that he wanted. And as a result he began to have doubt that, Ya Rabbi, everything I'm doing, I'm not reaching that yaqeen, I'm not reaching that certainty. And it was Milad al-Nabi ﷺ. And on that Milad al-Nabi ﷺ, everything is in the celebration of Prophet ﷺ. And as he was writing one of his namaz, that he had a pen with an inkwell. And they say that a fly came to that inkwell and they said that, I am a creation of Allah and you are a creation of Allah. For the sake of Prophet I put my pen down and you drink. You take your fill of what you want, Allah sending you for your rizq to be next to me. Exhibiting what? Humility. No, I'm the best of scholars, I'm most powerful, most big one, most big titles all over my name, I have everything memorized. He's saying, I'm a creation like you're a creation. He gave ihtiram to a fly and put his pen down and waited for sake of Milad al-Nabi ﷺ. The fly took its share and left. He says, from that one action what Allah rewarded of my heart I could never describe. That what Allah opened within my heart. How many stories of these saintly and pious souls on how they reached Allah's satisfaction was with good character, good manners. To be of service to Allah's creation. That Islam was supposed to be supporting that. That Islam wasn't a means in which to become arrogant. You were supposed to be praying so that you had even better character, more thankfulness to Allah. But when that becomes your focus and that becomes your pride, enters in shaitan, that become arrogant. You become arrogant, you are praying like you're special. You become arrogant that you're fasting like you're special. And that was not the means. The goal was to reach Allah's satisfaction. All the ibadah was meant to bring down the bad characteristics. Because when you pray, you break down your wild horse to be tame, not to be proud of the horse. Means you fast to really break down that wild donkey, not to be proud of the fasting. You give to break down the donkey, not to be proud of what you've done and what you've supported. All of those characteristics were to be brought down so that the goal was to reach Allah's satisfaction. And one last story of a big awliya, big wali, wanting to reach from his homeland and walk for his hajj. And his walking distances, they would walk a year so that they arrived at the time of hajj. Many passed away on that walk. It wasn't like now you take a jumbo jet first class and air conditioned cars, they were walking. Because every step was an ibadah for them. He walking, walking, and conversing and tafakkur and contemplation, he reaches a place in which there's a well, he has thirst. He goes to the well, he drinks water, and then he looks back and there's a dog. And for us the dog is something najas. You use it for working, you don't make it your best friend like here. He looks at the dog, he just quenched his thirst, he's going to meet with Allah. He has a meeting for Hajj to meet his Lord and to do his pilgrimage. The dog is looking at him thirsty. He immediately put down the bucket, pulled the water and gave to the dog's relief. Give as much as the dog wanted until the dog was happy. He says, by that single action of what I did, what Allah opened in my heart didn't open in all my walk towards that. At that time Allah came to me, "Ya Abdi, now you come into my presence." Means your Hajj will be accepted because of good action, good deeds. How many people now would have kicked an animal, hurt an animal, done all sorts of things that they think doesn't matter? You don't know what matters to Allah. If a fly matters to Allah in your character, the animal matters in Allah's eyes to the character, and your dealing with each other matters to Allah. All of your amal, it should be have been supporting the character, not be the pride of who you are, but it should have been the vehicle in which humbles and grinds you and brings you to be down as nothing in front of Allah. We pray that Allah open more and more understanding. Our path is a way of humility, our path is a way of good character and continuously striving to take away the bad and exhibit the good, inshaAllah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wassalamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi hurmati Muhammad al-Mustafa wa bi siri Surat al-Fatiha.
سيدنا النبي سيدنا النبي سيدنا النبي سيدنا النبي